"Dumbledore!" cried Rita Skeeter, with every appearance of delight. But Harry noticed that her quill and the parchment had suddenly vanished from the box of magical mess remover, and Rita's clawed fingers were hastily snapping shut the clasp of her crocodile skin bag. "How are you?" she said, standing up and holding out one of her large, mannish hands to Dumbledore. "I hope you saw my piece over the summer about the International Confederation of Wizards conference." "Enchantingly nasty," said Dumbledore, his eyes twinkling. "I particularly enjoyed your description of me as an obsolete dingbat." Rita Skeeter didn't look remotely abashed. "I was just making the point that some of your ideas are a little old-fashioned, Dumbledore, and that many wizards in the street—" "I will be delighted to hear the reasoning behind the rudeness, Rita," said Dumbledore, with a courteous bow and a smile. "But I'm afraid we will have to discuss the matter later. The weighing of the wands is about to start, and it cannot take place if one of our champions is hidden in a broom cupboard." Very glad to get away from Rita Skeeter, Harry hurried back into the room. The other champions were now sitting in chairs near the door, and he sat down quickly next to Cedric, looking up at the velvet-covered table, where four of the five judges were now sitting: Professor Karkaroff, Madame Maxime, Mr. Crouch, and Ludo Bagman. Rita Skeeter settled herself down in a corner. Harry saw her slip the parchment out of her bag again, spread it on her knee, suck the end of the Quick Quotes quill, and place it once more on the parchment. "May I introduce Mr. Ollivander?" said Dumbledore, taking his place at the judge's table and talking to the champions. "He will be checking your wands to ensure that they are in good condition before the tournament." Harry looked around, and with a jolt of surprise saw an old wizard with large, pale eyes standing quietly by the window. Harry had met Mr. Ollivander before. He was the wand-maker from whom Harry had bought his own wand over 3 years ago in Diagon Alley. "Mademoiselle Delacour, could we have you forward first, please?" said Mr. Ollivander, stepping into the empty space in the middle of the room. Fleur Delacour swept over to Mr. Ollivander and handed him her wand. "He said. He twirled the wand between his long fingers like a baton, and it emitted a number of pink and gold sparks. Then he held it close to his eyes and examined it carefully. "Yes," he said quietly, 9.5 inches, inflexible rosewood, and containing, dear me, an air from the head of a villa," said Fleur, "one of my grandmother's." So Fleur was part villa, thought Harry, making a mental note to tell Ron. Then he remembered that Ron wasn't speaking to him. "Yes," said Mr. Ollivander, "yes. I've never used Vila hair myself, of course. I find it makes for rather temperamental ones. However, to each his own, and if this suits you." Mr. Ollivander ran his fingers along the wand, apparently checking for scratches or bumps. Then he muttered, "Orchideus," and a bunch of flowers burst from the wand tip. "Very well, very well. It's in fine working order," said Mr. Ollivander, scooping up the flowers and handing them to Fleur with her wand. "Mr. Diggory, you next." Fleur glided back to her seat, smiling at Cedric as he passed her. "Ah, now, this is one of mine, isn't it?" said Mr. Ollivander with much more enthusiasm, as Cedric handed over his wand. "Yes, I remember it well, containing a single hair from the tail of a particularly fine male unicorn. Must have been 17 hands, nearly gored me with his horn after I plucked his tail. 12.25 inches, ash, pleasantly springy. It's in fine condition. You treat it regularly?"
"Polished it last night," said Cedric, grinning.
Harry looked down at his own wand. He could see finger marks all over it. He gathered a fistful of robe from his knee and tried to rub it clean surreptitiously. Several gold sparks shot out of the end of it. Fleur Delacour gave him a very patronizing look, and he desisted.
Mr. Ollivander sent a stream of silver smoke rings across the room from the tip of Cedric's wand, pronounced himself satisfied, and then said, "Mr. Crumb, if you please." Victor Crumb got up and slouched, round-shouldered and duck-footed, towards Mr. Ollivander. He thrust his wand out and stood scowling, with his hands in the pockets of his robes. Said Mr. Ollivander. "This is a Grigorovitch creation, unless I'm much mistaken. A fine wand-maker, though the styling is never quite what I... However..." He lifted the wand and examined it minutely, turning it over and over before his eyes. "Yes, hornbeam and dragon heartstring," he shot at Crumb, who nodded. "Rather thicker than one usually sees, quite rigid, 10 1/4 inches. Avis!" The hornbeam wand let off a blast like a gun, and a number of small, twittering birds flew out of the end and through the open window into the watery sunlight. "Good," said Mr. Ollivander, handing Crumb back his wand. "Which leaves Mr. Potter." Harry got to his feet and walked past Crumb to Mr. Ollivander. He handed over his wand.